smoke?
No, thank you.
Dress the banana pudding. I want it in the fine crystal. Hope for the sake of y'all that you did remember to shine it. Need a drink?
Yes. Sure. Just a small one, please.
Still getting your feet wet in this whole high society thing, huh?
Yes, a little, I guess.
Well, let me give you a hint, doll. It's all bullshit. Those women out there, given an opportunity, they'd eat you for breakfast. You know they're talking about us right now, don't you? Honey, that's the only reason I hesitated to let you follow me into my little den of seclusion. You just set yourself up. Just laid your body down upon the mill of grist.
I did?
Fuck yeah. You're a prime target.
How so?
Oh, knock it off, honey. You're not that naive. If you're gonna play this, you've gotta play it well. You're the youngest woman. Hell, let's just say it. You're still a girl. You're the youngest, prettiest girl in the room. That alone won't win you any popularity contest with this bunch. To the women out there, you're nothing more than Benny's latest plaything.
Well, that's not true.
I didn't say that it was my opinion, kitten. You can put those claws away. A girl like you can probably have any man she wants.
Oh, I don't know about that. Benny and I have a special bond.
Why? You're in love.
We're married. Of course we're in love.
For now.
Pardon me.
Girlie, Benny's always got an angle. Do you know how many women have been on Benny's arm in the past year?
He told me he'd never been married.
Nope.
I guess I don't understand what you're implying. Certainly a man should call upon ladies.
Just where did you come from, Edith?
I'm from the coast.
Poor little shantytown out on the isles, am I right? That's what I heard. Now suddenly, you're married to one of the most powerful men in the state. Indeed. That's something.
Benny and I met while attending a party at the Morehouse's estate in Charleston.
Yeah, I know, David.
It was a brief courtship, but we did, in fact, fall in love.
What did he promise you?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Money? Must have been the money.
He promised me his heart.
Oh, that's rich.
Velva, I don't believe I care for your tone.
There she is. Behind the sunny demeanor, there lurks a cunning young woman, all dressed up fancy to go to the ball. You're a devious kind of pretty, aren't you? But my, my, you do wear it well.
If you'll forgive me saying so, Velva, I do suspect that you might be drunk.
Maybe a little heartbroken, darling, but that's my own fault. You're doing it right. I gave it up too cheap.
You married the mayor.
I'm not talking about the mayor, honey. That lousy fat ass. Oh, God damn it! Has this even been whipped? Do you know that we pay better than anyone in town? Can you believe that this is the kind of help we get?
We have a superb staff. Not as large, of course.
Yes, I've met them.
Right. In fact, just last night, they made the most incredible blueberry pie. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. I'd be honored if we could send some to you and the mayor.
Yeah, that'd be great. Send the fat nigger, though. Not the kid nigger.
What?
Send Marla. That mouthy little nigger grates me to the bone. Now you're getting a nice glow. See? Little drink will get you through this madness.
I suppose it will.
I didn't want to say anything before, darling. But you came in here looking pale to winter. So pretty. Right then, back to the bitches we go.